Well, greetings and salutations. I'm Jeff Fredericks, and on the line is Patrick Soyka, founder of Rewards Canada, the definitive source for all things reward programs. Today is November 21st, 2016, and this is episode number 8 of the Rewards Canada Weekly Roundup Podcast. As always, our goal is to help you maximize your earning potential and get the most out of whatever reward program you belong to. Each week, we highlight the best in reward point deals and bonuses. We also cover all relevant industry news, including program updates, enhancements, and changes. And, of course, we'll reveal a tip of the week to help you stay on top of your game. So let's get on with the show. We'll start, of course, with Deals of the Week. And this week, we're leading with another Rewards Canada 15th Anniversary Contest. And in this case, there are three ways to earn a shot at 30,000 Marriott reward points. Patrick, give us the details on this one.
All right. Yeah. So this is week 4 of the contest out of 5 weeks. And this week, with our kind of long-term partner Marriott, we've teamed up to give away two prizes, 30,000 Marriott rewards points and 15,000 Marriott rewards points. Now, it's pretty simple. There's three, you can get three entries for that. The first thing you have to do is subscribe to our newsletter, and what we call out on the page as well is that you have to confirm your subscription. So if you're not a confirmed subscriber, you can't be entered. So what that means is that once you sign up, you'll get an email asking to verify who you are, and you basically click it and confirm your subscription, and that gets you your first entry into this week's contest. And then you just visit our Facebook page for a second entry and follow us on Twitter for a third. Now, if you already do all three of those, then you just go to that little Rafflecopter widget we have on our contest page and click submit entry for all three of those, and you're good to go. Be sure to enter before November 23rd, midnight, essentially 11:59 p.m. Eastern Time, for your chance to win up to those 30,000 Marriott rewards points.
Great. So a few days still to go on that one. And why don't we remind everybody, Patrick, about what 30,000 Marriott reward points are good for?
Oh, so they can get you, you know, one night at, I believe it's a Category 6 hotel, which can be worth quite a bit, or multiple nights at lower category hotels. You know, even if you're not, say, a big Marriott user, but maybe you're a Starwood preferred guest user because of Marriott's takeover of them, you can convert those 30,000 Marriott reward points to 10,000 Starwood Star points. There's a lot of options out there. It's a really decent point prize to give you, you know, various either hotel redemption options or convert to airline miles, you name it. You can have a chance to use these points for a lot of things.
Excellent. Okay, well, up next is a bonus offer from Avis Car Rental. Why don't you tell us the details on this one?
Yeah, so this is for Cathay Pacific Asia Miles members. So Cathay Pacific has a decent following here in Canada, seeing that they fly to Vancouver and Toronto and are well known within the One World Alliance. You know, a great airline to fly to Asia and beyond, you know, connecting via their Hong Kong hub. This is a pretty big bonus, and that's why we highlight it. Right now, you can get 2,500 bonus Asia miles for rentals of 2 or more days in Asia, or 3 or more days in Europe, Middle East, North America, and a few other countries. So for us, you know, here in North America, if you have a 3-day rental coming up until the end of February, as long as you book it by the end of this year, you can earn 2,500 bonus Asia miles That's on top of your 500 base miles. So 3,000 miles for a 3-day car rental, so it's about 1,000 miles a day, is actually a really decent car rental bonus. And the reason I think we brought it up is a lot of people don't pay attention to these car rental bonuses. They can be a really easy and quick way to boost your balances. Whether it's Cathay Pacific, Asia Miles, or other programs, a lot of times there are some huge bonuses. You know, up until a few years ago, I remember there was one hotel one, where if you rented with Budget or Avis, they would give you enough points for essentially a free night stay. And I took advantage of that a couple times. I know a lot of people did as well. So you want to keep your eye out before you book a car rental on bonus offers.
Well, and speaking of which, Patrick, let's remind everybody about our car rental bonus offers summary that's available on the page. And as you mentioned, this is the best way to see what offers are available before you book your car rental.
Absolutely. As everyone knows, you know, the bonus offer section is a big section of Rewards Canada and our global site, frequentflyerbonuses.com. And one page that gets quite a bit of coverage from other bloggers and sites is our car rental bonus offer page, because there really isn't anything like it out on the internet, where we compile the bonus offers from the different airlines and hotel and other programs and list them under each respective car rental company. So if you find a deal for Avis or Budget, you can come here first and see if you can earn bonus miles with those companies, with a certain airline or hotel program. And you can kind of take a look and see. It's like, okay, well, you know, I can earn 1,000 bonus Aeroplan miles for an Avis rental in the U.S. or Canada. But, you know, there's that Cathay Pacific option as well, which gives you more miles. But, you know, you also want to look at, well, I don't want to strand miles in a program I don't use. So if you're a big Aeroplan user and not an Asia Miles user, well, that 2,500 bonus miles with Asia Miles, you know, you might end up just leaving that account and never using them. So it's better off to go with a bonus for Aeroplan or whatever program you use. But that's why we tell people, go check out our car bonus page, see what offers are out there, and make sure you're making the most miles on those rentals.
A good reminder, no doubt. All right, well, look, let's move on to movers and shakers. And this week we're talking about an enhanced earning opportunity on the Chase Marriott Premier Visa and Starwood Preferred Guest credit card. For Marriott and Starwood stays. What are the details here, Patrick?
Yeah, so we saw a few months, or maybe just over a month ago in the U.S., the Chase Marriott card there added an earning option for Starwood stays because of the Marriott takeover of Starwood. And we've not seen it yet here in Canada. We had reached out to them and they said, you know what, it's coming, but please don't say anything. Well, now it's official, so we can tell you that the Chase Marriott Visa, which earns 5 Marriott rewards points per dollar at Marriott hotels, will now also earn that same amount at Starwood hotels around the world. And that kicks in on December 1st, so only literally just over a week away from when this podcast airs. And the other great thing is that the Starwood Preferred Guest credit card from American Express has expanded as well to offer 2 star points for every dollar spent on that card at Starwood hotels and at Marriott hotels. Prior to this, it only earned 1 star point at Starwood hotels. So now we're catching up to the U.S. card, but also they've added in that Marriott option. So you can use both these cards at the various hotels, whatever works for you if you have one or the other. If you have both cards, your best bet is to use the Starwood card for your Starwood and Marriott stays in Canada, because those 2 star points are worth more than the 5 Marriott rewards points. Essentially, that's 6 Marriott rewards points that you're earning for every dollar in Canada. And you may ask, well, why wouldn't I do that outside of Canada and earn that one extra, you know, Marriott rewards point or a little bit higher on star points? The reason why you may not, if you have the Marriott card, is that the Marriott card has no foreign transaction fees. So when you go and stay at a Marriott or Starwood hotel outside of Canada, if you put it on a card that does have those fees, you're going to pay anywhere from 2 to 3%. I guess on the Starwood card, it's 2.5% on top of the actual exchange rate as your foreign exchange fee. So that Marriott card saves you that 2.5%, which is worth more than that 1 point difference. So that's why, you know, use your Marriott rewards card outside of Canada for Marriott Starwood stays. Within Canada, use your Starwood card. So there's a little tip for you. And this was even called out when we posted this article. One of the commenters, Nunavut Wolf, that's a great name, said the same thing. Internationally, the Marriott card still beats the SPG one due to no foreign currency transaction fee. So there you go. You know, there's your options now. You can use either card to earn a lot more points across all 30 brands that Marriott now has.
That's a great tip. Well, speaking of tips, the other tip of the week that we want to put a spotlight on is the Scotiabank More Rewards Visa card. And as you mentioned, this is one of the highest earning no fee reward cards in the Canadian marketplace. And of course, it's not just for Western Canada. So let's put a little more emphasis on this card and tell us what it's all about, Patrick.
Yeah, exactly. So we put out a review of this card. It was launched in May, and we've covered it since that time, but it was time to do a full-on review of the card. And it's, we've said this before, it's probably one of the most underrated cards in Canada right now. And we say most underrated because we've seen some websites and forums cover this card. And what those people who wrote about it didn't do was actually join more rewards and see what those points are worth when you redeem via their travel agency. So if you just go online and look at their reward catalog, yeah, the card seems, you know, pretty much like most other no annual fee cards, you know, roughly a 1% return, give or take a few decimal points above and below that. But when you log into their travel rewards, you'll see that this card actually can really reward you on your spending. So you earn 6 points per dollar at more rewards partners and 4 points per dollar at anywhere else. Now that translates anywhere from a 1.695% return when you redeem for travel all the way up to 2.54% if all your spending was at that 6 points per dollar. There is no other no annual fee card that can give you a constant return at that rate if say you use the card only at the 6 points per dollar places. Now, More Rewards is well known in Western Canada. It's owned by Overweighty Foods, which has Overweighty Food Stores and Save-On Food Stores, which are slowly expanding out, you know, further east. They were BC, Alberta, now they're in Saskatchewan and Manitoba as well. But they have a few nationwide partners like Alamo Car Rentals, National Canada Car Rentals, Canadian Direct Insurance, and also the big one is Petro-Canada. And the beauty with that tie up with Petro-Canada is that you don't have to choose between Petro points or More Rewards points. You earn both when you shop there. So that's a great thing. So you're not losing out on your Petro points and you're adding in more rewards points. The card itself acts as your More Rewards loyalty card. So not only do you earn 6 points per dollar, say at Petro-Canada, but for every dollar you spend there with your More Rewards loyalty card, it's like pulling out your blue Air Miles card or your orange Aeroplan card, you'll earn one more point per dollar spent. So essentially you're earning 7 points per dollar at places like Petro-Canada, Panago Pizza, and other places like that. So this is kind of my call out to the Canadians out there. Don't disregard this program, because in terms of travel, a return of 2.5% is huge. You know, there's cards that you pay $120, $150 a year, and you don't even get that kind of return. So this is something to look at. Now, you can't, like some cards, book your travel and then redeem points. You have to book via their travel agency, but they are a full-fledged travel agency with a lot of partnerships, and they seem to get very similar or just as good pricing as, you know, other places can. And when you book with them, you don't have to have the full amount of points. You can just redeem whatever your balance of points are. So if you're booking a hotel for $100 and you have $10 worth of points, you could redeem $10 of points and pay $90 for the hotel. You can do whatever option. And you redeem your points. You can even redeem your points for business class flights at that 2.54% return. So, you know, take a look at this card and this program as a whole. They are trying to grow. They went through a huge change early this year, and More Rewards is looking to become, you know, Canada's next big coalition program behind the likes of like Air Miles, Aeroplan, and Cineplex's Scene. So keep an eye on it.
Certainly worth putting a spotlight on. Now, are there any bonus sign-up offers on this card at this point?
No bonus sign-up offers, and we kind of call it out. It's like we say what's good about a card when we do a review and what's not so good. The fact that there's no sign-up bonus may keep some people away. So More Rewards has their work cut out for them, and Scotia does too, who issues the card, to market this card, because a lot of people are attracted by the sign-up bonus. Even though we tell people, you know what, you need to look at all factors in a reward program, not just the sign-up bonus. But I think because it does provide such a rich return, that's why you don't see a huge insurance benefits package on it or a sign-up bonus. But, you know, I think to grow this program and get it more popular and get people talking about it, I think Scotia would be smart, you know, maybe for 3 or 6 months, throw in 5 or 10,000 points when you sign up for the card. And then somebody who gets the card and starts earns those points, redeems them, they'll start telling other people, you know, you should get this card. And by that, you know, by that time, maybe that 6 months is gone, but people will still get the card without the sign-up bonus because they see the value in this program.
Well, for sure. No reason not to dangle a carrot to get people to switch over. Now, again, it's a no-fee card. So, as you pointed out, great value and one of the highest earning options for a no-fee card. So definitely something to look at and consider. All right, great. Well, that wraps up our show for this week. Of course, we always welcome you to send in your questions, and we'll be sure to answer them here. And stay tuned on our website for all of the offers we've mentioned today and all future offers. And, of course, check us out on Twitter and all our links at rewardscanada.ca.